World Vision has described the Lesotho drought as a complex emergency that has left the country at the brink of a humanitarian disaster. Animals and humans alike have not been spared from the harsh effects of the drought. In the villages of Hamasana, Hamatsebo, Lekalong, and Hamufuka, east and south of the capital Maseru, crops have wilted away, leaving villagers with no food. Machobane Matsuatsi is a resident of Mukema Komakoma village. He says the main problem people in the community are facing is serious hunger. Mutuatsi says people lost their jobs and most of the villagers now spend days without food to eat. He adds that the absence of rain has a long impact on agriculture-related activities. The grass has dried up and the husks of withered crops are quickly running out, posing a threat to domestic animals. Farmers fear their animals could die soon if they do not get assistance with feeds. Water sources are running dry too, putting villagers in panic mode. In this Mukema Komakoma village, villagers and animals are fighting for drinking spots at the only river that is still running. The water here has all kinds of disgusting impurities. However, Lefu Putsoya, a resident at Mukema Komakoma village, says for the villagers, there are only two choices. Drink it and risk developing all kinds of diseases, or ignore it and die. Putsoya says people are facing a big challenge of water scarcity because of the absence of rain. He says they use water from the river to do household activities since they don't have taps for clean water. He says the river water is shared with animals, and this is the same water villagers use for cooking and drinking. Non-governmental organizations are urging the government to remove all red tape and urgently intervene in the affected communities. Sekwenyela Mapekla is executive director at Lesotho Council of Non-Governmental Organizations.
These short-term handouts are not sustainable, and the government cannot have enough money to do that. So we need now to be embarking seriously on the summer cropping program.
Advocate Hlohliso Polaki, the Lesotho Ombudsman, says developing agriculture capabilities of rural communities and creating jobs for urban dwellers is a permanent solution to the hunger problem in Lesotho.
I think that we need to invest a lot more in terms of ensuring that lives of Basotho are enhanced in making sure that a lot of them get involved in agriculture is one of the sectors that we think we can make a contribution in.
On its part, the government has declared a national state of food insecurity disaster through next March. In announcing the state of disaster in July, Prime Minister Sam Matekane described the situation as critical. He said up to $67 million will be required to provide drought relief to affected residents and called on the international community to assist. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Mukema Village, Lesotho.